Dear Brother Mantu Maharaj, I wish to offer you my soulful gratitude heart for having invited me to speak here on God, Prophet and religion. I also pray to God to grant you His choicest blessings upon your life of aspiration and dedication. Dear friends, here we are all seekers. We are sailing in the same boat, and our destination is the golden shore. God is one. God is one. One is founded upon oneness, oneness within, oneness without. God is all where. Oneness is green eternity's road. Oneness is white immortality's traveler. Oneness is blue infinity's goal. In his transcendental vision eye, God is all embracing. His oneness is all embracing. In his universal, God is all feeding. His oneness is all feeding. His vision smiles and smiles. His reality cries and cries. Each smile of his is a seeker warrior that inevitably succeeds. Each cry is a lover giver that constantly proceeds. Success is power height, progress is wisdom, delight. Success declares, I certainly immediately can. Progress whispers, I eternally am. All the prophets are the same. A prophet is a conscious and direct representative of God. To him, the door of the ever transcending beyond is wide open. He tells the world at large who God is, what God is, and where God is. He tells the world what man can eventually be, how he can be, and when he can be. Who is God? According to each individual, God is a different reality. According to his own imagination, inspiration, aspiration, experience, realization, he will define God. according to my own inner feeling, God is eternity's seeker, lover. God is immortality's lover, seeker. What is God? The seeker, lover, and the lover, seeker. The seeker, lover reaches the destination sooner than at once. The lover, seeker reveals his all transcending goal, and this all-transcending goal is at the same time is ever-transcending goal. Where is God? God is inside the life breath of his creation's hunger and his satisfaction feast, which is nectar delight. Now, what man can eventually become? Man can become unmistakably perfect. Perfection will reign supreme upon his devoted head and surrendered heart. How can he be perfect? Within, without, integrally, every sphere of life, how can man be perfect? He can be perfect by virtue of his self-giving, by his heart's aspiration height and his life's dedication length. He can be perfect. When at God's choice hour, the desire man delays God's choice hour indefinitely, the aspiration man expedites God's hour almost in the twinkling of an eye. God's choice hour is the union smile of heaven's secret satisfaction and earth's open satisfaction. Now let us come to religion. Religion is a nest, and inside this nest a soul bird lives. Each soul bird has a nest of its own. When the day dawns, the soul birds leave the nest, fly together, journey together, and at the end, the evening sets in, at the end of the journey's close, they return to their sweet nest, home, sweet home. Day represents here human life on earth, and night represents return to the source. We pass through death and pass beyond the birth of eternity and become inseparably one, or consciously become part and parcel of a life everlasting. During its soul sojourn here on earth, the soul birds talk to one another, mix with one another in silence supreme. They offer their love to one another, their feeling of oneness. They establish more intimately, more solidly, more inseparably. Love they offer in the evening when the night advances. They receive peace from within. Love, more love, abundant love, infinite love they offer to one another during the day. At night, peace, more peace, abundant peace, infinite peace, infinite measure they receive from within. Rather they bring to the fore infinite peace. Love lovingly says to peace, peace, in you I am complete. Peace, peacefully says to love, love, with you I am perfect.